We often talk of peace in the context of war, but this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. The principle of peaceful coexistence, the simplest principle of the religion of humanity, is to treat others just as one would like to be treated by them. The Prophet Muhammad once observed, "No one can be a believer until he begins to like for his brother what he likes for himself." Fath al-Bari, 173. With minor differences, these words of the Prophet have been recorded in all the books of Hadith. For instance, according to a Hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, "By the being in whose hand is my soul, no one can be a believer as long as he does not like for his neighbor or brother what he likes for himself. No one can be a believer until he begins to like for his brother what he likes for himself." All individuals, be they literate or illiterate, able-bodied or handicapped, whether of one class or another, are certain at all events of their own likes and dislikes. Now what is required is that they simply follow the principle that whatever behavior they want from others, they should themselves accord to others. Conversely, whatever behavior towards themselves they abhor in others should likewise be eschewed by them. This is such a comprehensive principle that it is useful in relations between men and women, individuals and nations, in the homeland as well as in foreign lands. If people were to adhere to this principle, their family life as well as their social life would improve. National life as well as international life would run more smoothly. It is like a master key to human ethics, one single key which suffices to open all locked doors. One who does not differentiate between his own people and others is a man of principle. His is a contradiction-free personality, and this trait, when properly developed, will turn him into a noble person.